Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, good morning to you. On a Tuesday morning, Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. We got Ruben, we got Seltzer, we got Rhea. Wonderful to have you with us. All right, so we're not going to do Time's Yours this segment. Got a lot of people on the phone line. We want to get to as many as possible. I'll say this, Time's Yours when we do it. We intend to do it tomorrow. Brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity. That's a tough one to talk over.
This is for you, John.
Patrick and Tabernacle will be proud. I'm laying out. There you go. So Time's Yours.
Genius.
Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, sponsored by WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile. All right. Here's something we haven't done on the show in many months. Because Ruben said something to me in the commercial break of note. And John, James, and Rhea, and obviously everyone listening, has no idea what Ruben said to me during the commercial break that was of note. James, we haven't done the Let's Play a Game sounder in a while. Do we have that audio?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's play a game.
Let's play a game called...
Let's play a game called Who... Did Ruben Amaro inadvertently text in the last couple of minutes? Now, you're going to get one hint to start, maybe some additional hints as we go. But here's the one hint I will give the three of you, John, James, and Rhea. And we'll go one by one. You each get a guess, and then round and round in the next round. All right, here's the only hint you get out of the gate. Ruben Amaro was trying to text... WIP program director Rod Lakin. He was trying to text Rod Lakin. He texts someone else, obviously. It's someone famous. Go for it.
Rob Thompson.
No.
That's a good guess, though.
Hold on.
Seltzer or John, whoever wants to go next. He was trying to text Rod Lakin. He texts someone else.
I will go with...
Oh, come on, I have another guess, and you two still don't have a guess.
Well, I'm assuming that he doesn't put his contacts in his phone like you do by first name. They're alphabetized by first name, so I'm going to say it's something close to L-A-K.
Oh, so interesting. I would have gone the other way with the R-O part of it.
And you guys can take a guess. It's up to you.
Give it a shot.
Rob Manfred.
It is not a Rob.
Here's a hint.
Okay. It is not a Rob.
You texted someone at the Lakers?
Nope.
He texted someone in the world of baseball.
Rod Barajas. No, I'm just joking.
You're getting sort of...
Rod Carew.
Now we're getting closer.
You're getting closer.
You're getting closer.
This guy's way more famous than everybody that's been said.
Rod Carew's pretty famous.
This guy's more famous than Rod
Carew. Boom.
Correct.
Was that in here?
I didn't hear it.
Texted A-Rod?
said, are you around? Lincoln? Are you around?
Oh, my God. That's hysterical.
Wow.
That's awesome.
A-Rod Lincoln.
Did he get back to you?
So, but he has probably ghosted me.
Yeah, he's going to be like, what the hell?
It's been a long time. I communicated with him. It had to do with the Mets, actually, when he was trying to buy the Mets back in the day, if you remember. And we had some interactions. But, you know, I have a pretty good story about it.
Alex Rodriguez.
Pretty good story.
All right, let's see what you got.
So we're in spring training. He's playing for the Yankees at the time, and I was the GM. And I went on a random date to this place called Timpano in Hyde Park. It's in Tampa. And we're talking, what have you. And I turn around, and literally my buttocks was almost up against his. And I turn around and go, what in the world are you doing here? And he's like, I don't know. What are you doing here? So we ended up, we were just chatting for a second. He gets up and walks away, and I look across the way, and he's on a date with Cameron Diaz.
Oh, boy.
Wait. Cameron Diaz?
Oh, yeah. There she is. And we sat, and he got up and walked
what
away,
year?
And I sat there and chatted with her.
What year are we talking?
Did you slide over?
It must have been 10. Must have been 10
did
or
you say
11
anything
or 9.
Start talking to Cameron Diaz?
Yeah, we had a conversation. We were just sitting there. She was really delightful.
Wow.
Super nice.
That's
she
great.
Does
super
pretty,
nice person.
She does seem pretty down to earth.
Very
she,
down to
she
earth.
She took
very
a lot of
sweet.
Time off from acting.
Sweet person.
To start a family and be
ago.
A mom,
this
stay at home
ago.
Mom and all that.
Yeah, this is 100 years ago.
Did you start with, wow. I'm Ruben Amaro and I'm a big deal?
No.
You ever see the TV show The
no
Goldbergs?
Idea. She had no idea.
Be like, have you ever seen the TV show The Goldbergs?
No
I was on
way
it.
She had any.
Do
idea
you know Cameron Diaz, who almost replaced Lenny Dykstra as the starting center fielder of the Phillies in 1992?
Yeah. Okay.
No, that's good, Ruben. So she was cool.
Really, super nice, and so is A-Rod. He's right. A very sweet guy.
So we need to know, you know, in the coming days, if A-Rod. You know, gets back to you.
I can't imagine. Probably a different phone
it
number.
It could be an old number.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be an old number for sure. Yeah. That does happen with the
so funny.
The rich and famous. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Eagles and the Bucks in 5 days. Still a lot of Seltzer, can I hear it one more time? Because I'm pretty sure the Eagles won a game the other day in, I don't know, spectacular fashion. Can I hear how the Eagles won?
The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, game over. Jordan Davis.
Are you kidding me?
Locked him again.
Are you kidding me?
Locked him again. Have you ever seen anything like this?
So good. We're going to get to some audio. Jordan Mailata talking about the crowd booing during that game. We'll hear that coming up in a moment. What a thrilling victory. Brian in Northeast Philly. Hi, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Brian?
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Good, buddy.
Just want to talk about Phillies first. I do think Trey Turner should continue to lead off. Maybe Bader being that 5 or 6 hole. But also want to touch on the Eagles too. The Eagles should just stick to what they're doing for now. I mean, I don't think that we should be in a panic mode yet.
No.
I know everybody's saying the passing offense sucks and all that. And there's no excuses for anybody, but it's a long season.
Well, Brent, I think part. Let me just say, Brent, I think part of the point some people have is that the passing offense doesn't have to stink and can be a lot better if you lean on it more. That's the argument.
It's they just open up the run game.
Yeah, it's the trust Jalen to, throw it more.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, of course, everybody wants to see A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and, Dallas Goedert as well. But like I said, if you establish that run game, we have a dangerous dual threat, Saquon Barkley, who could run and catch in the backfield. You have a talented quarterback with Jalen Hurts who could use his legs and get around the defense and escape that pocket. But I believe that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You know, somewhere in the season that they'll figure it out. They'll figure everything out.
Well, they should hum at a higher level because the offense has been clunky so far, except for essentially the first half against Dallas and the second half against the Rams. But otherwise, it's been a little odd. All right, Brian, what do you got on the Phillies?
Like I said, Phillies definitely should just have Trey Turner to.
Oh, you did say that. My fault. My fault, buddy. All right, give me a great answer for a sports what if.
I don't know if it's great, but I mean, it was definitely an issue back then. What if Scott Rolen didn't have a problem with Larry Boa back in 02 or 03, right? You know.
Yeah, Rolen. All right, so the Rolen Phillies thing, that was multi-layered. That was Rolen and the vet.
It was so easy to get along with.
We may not
with
have been
Scott
able
Rolen
to sign Jim Thome.
Jim Thome, yeah.
May not have been able to.
Probably not.
Yeah, it would have been nice for him to have taken that contract because if you think about the left, that whole infield, Howard, Rolen.
Yeah.
I mean.
But you know what, Ruben?
Chase and Jimmy?
Of course. I've been more Scott Rolen than most in through the last 20 years. He had some legitimate gripes. The vet turf was a disgrace. And he's trying to compete against the Braves. I mean, I remember one year, you guys, and I'm not coming at you. I mean, just, I remember one year it was like Paul Spoljarek, Chad Ogier, and someone else were like the top three starters. And the Braves are going out there with Smoltz, Glavin, and Maddox. Like, if I'm Scott Rolen, I'm like, I kind of do want to play for a team that gives me a better. I know the organization was about to start trying to win.
Correct.
But up until that point, they hadn't. And I could see resentment building up. All right, with that said, coming up in a minute, you're going to hear Jordan Mulata. Something interesting he said last night on the Jordan Mulata show here on WIP.
This is it. The final days of Benari's special finance event. It's ending on September 30th, so now's the time. Don't miss out. For the first time ever, pay nothing down. Get zero interest financing for 5 whole years. Yes, not one penny down and absolutely no interest for 5 years. Only at Benari Jewelers, but that's ending on September 30th. Dream big. Pop the question. Go ahead and get the ring she really wants because Benari makes it possible with their no money down and zero financing for 5 years event. Imagine a $10,000 designer ring or a diamond bracelet for less than $170 a month. A $12,000 diamond tennis bracelet, the one she's always wanted, just $200 a month. Zero down, zero interest for 5 years. Benari has gone all out, but it's over on September 30th. Engagement, anniversary, push present. You have until September 30th to finance the entire purchase price, including the tax, exclusively at Benari Jewelers, Exton and Newtown Square on approved credit. Some exclusions apply.
It's kind of ironic. We just stumbled into a Scott Rolen conversation, and now I'm going to transition to Philadelphia sports fans booing athletes and how athletes deal with it. So Scott Rolen obviously was in the category of not very happy with Philly sports fans, and then there are athletes that handle it better despite the fact that, we can be negative and at times boo.
Generally for no reason whatsoever.
Right, exactly. It's never without some causality.
Yes.
There's always some causality
exactly
involved. All right, so the Eagles got booed pretty heavy in the first half the other day, and Jordan Mulata heard it. He talked about it last night on the show here on WIP, and listen to what he said.
How does it feel to get booed at home?
Hey, we're doing our job. What do you expect?
Okay. Does it motivate you at all?
Yeah, man, it pisses me off.
Yeah.
Like, man, I got to do my job. Yeah, it angrifies me because I'm like, man, I got to do a better job. So I'm like, I'm in there like, what are we doing? What's the plan? Okay, cool. Because I don't want to get booed. Like, truly, I just don't want to get booed, but, you know.
Yeah, it was definitely pretty tense in there for the first half.
But it's like, you kind of have to look at yourself and be real. Like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we did you see the half we put together?
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
Surprised there were no tomatoes and lettuce.
They let them bring them in. They might have been, honestly.
You know, I've been here a long time, man, and I'm really grateful to be here. So it was just like, oh, it's just another game where we failed to execute in the first half. Let's go out there. What can we do? How can we move forward? How can we win this game? And I think we did that coming out of the half.
You know, it's the perfect answer. He's saying it makes me mad, but not because I'm mad at you for being mad at me. It makes me mad because it's just further proving what I know in my head, which is we're playing garbage football and we got to get our act together.
The absolutely perfect answer.
Pretty
it's
simple.
It's the perfect answer.
It's called accountability.
Yeah.
One nothing.
Yeah, Ruben, I totally agree.
And I also think there's something to be said for, I think that Australians are closer to Americans, like in terms of attitude.
No BS there, man.
Yeah, that's
they're
what I mean.
Straight. Really? Yeah. Straight.
They're
yeah. Australians?
They're hardcore?
Oh, hardcore.
Yeah. And
no
I think
doubt.
That they have thick skin. They have very thick
Give
skin.
Give me some reality.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? That cruise I was on in August, Australia, second biggest area that people, like the biggest was, half the cruise was American, and then like a quarter of the boat was Australian.
Had no problem getting along with the Australians, did you?
I was good. My book's in Australia because I gave it to an Australian couple. Great couple.
They're fun-loving, but really they're thick-skinned. Yeah. I just think they're very similar.
Okay. Yeah, it was sad saying about this couple. I'm like, we're never going to see them again. Like probably.
You can go back to Australia.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? Why don't you guys come visit us over here?
It's the weird thing where you leave someone and you're thinking, like, have a nice life,
it
but
is.
You don't want to say. It's like such a strange thing. I've had people say it to me, and I respect the hell out of it when I'm like, you know what? I will never see you again. You're right to say that, you know, but it's weird.
Yeah, it was kind of sad. I gave the guy a hug. He gave the woman a hug. I'm like, bye. Bye. All right, but what are we doing here? We're turning two. So we're looking for the best answer for what is the biggest what-if in the history of sports. James, I'm curious at the end of this what you think the best answer is that wasn't said. All right, we're turning two. Biggest and best what-if in sports history. Luke in Wilmington, what is it, Luke?
What if Derrick Rose never got hurt?
It's a good one. It's a good one. It's there's better, but it's solid. Let's go to Mike in Swedesboro. Mike, what do you got?
What if Pelly never passed away?
Boy, that's a big one also.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a big answer for sure. Pelly Lindbergh, 1985.
Huge answer.
Well, it was either December or January, 85 and 86. Flyers, by the way, were on like, a lot of people don't remember this. They were on like a 12 or 13 game winning streak. So not only had the team made the cup the prior year, but they'd won over 10 games in a row. All right, Tim, we're turning two. Give me a what if, Tim.
What if Nick Saban never benched Jalen Hurts? It could have changed the course of history.
You know what? He wouldn't be so motivated.
Mm. Right?
You never know. Maybe he would have gotten high on his laurels like Jahlil Okafor and not busted it as a pro. Gary, give me an answer. What's a what if?
So over 20 years ago, I was at a Phillies game. My friend tried to hook me up with her friend. I said no because I'm a committed guy. I had volleyball playoffs. She agreed to go with me 20 years later. On the day of the concert, we've been married 20 years, two beautiful kids.
Good for you.
Nice decision.
I actually thought you were going to say it turned into someone famous like Taylor Swift, but okay, fair enough. You know, like you turned down, Taylor Swift's 20 years old or whatever. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer. So, James, what hasn't been said?
Len Bias was one I thought we would get. I mean, we got the Jordan, not get if they had drafted him, but I thought if Jordan didn't retire in 93 was one we could get.
Right.
Kurt Flood is an interesting one.
Well, yeah. All right, Bledsoe.
Lindros?
Yeah, Lindros was not said to trade. All right, so of those that were said, Bledsoe getting hurt is a big one. Michael Jordan and Portland is a big one. I think it's those two, right?
Yeah.
So what
gotta
if
be Jordan? Right?
Gotta be MJ.
Well, I don't know. Both spawn dynasty. So question one is what if Portland had drafted Michael Jordan? Question two is what if Drew Bledsoe had not gotten injured? James?
It's really close, honestly.
You're putting Drew Brees in the same category?
No, it's Tom Brady.
Oh, Tom Brady. Oh, I thought
Drew Bledsoe.
Said
Bledsoe.
Yes.
I'll still go Jordan, but it's really close.
John?
Oh, I guess I'll go Jordan because it's just excruciating to consider the Tuck Rule winning anything.
Good for you, John.
The person who said Drew Bledsoe is like, well,
I'll
that
tip
sucks.
I'll tip it over to Jordan also, but that's a close one, man. Both are very similar type of
Well, you
of
know
answers.
What it is, Joe? Everybody passed on Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Like, multiple times. Like,
well, the question is, would he never
But I'm just saying, but people, like, I mean, it had to have been excruciating to be Portland and to be that, to go, like, what do we do?
I get it. All right, look, congrats to Anthony with the winning answer of Jordan. Both answers and many others were really good answers today. Hey, everyone, have a great rest of the day. Of course, tomorrow we'll crank it up with more covers. Ross Tucker and others tomorrow on our Wednesday show. Kelsey later in the week. Thanks to Ruben for being here. We'll start cranking up Phillies postseason coverage as well. Everyone, have a great rest of the day. Joe and Hugh are up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.